on, dig in.
Come on, dig in. Come on, dig in. America is digging into Planters.
Planters nuts bring people out of their shell.
Welcome back to the B-List, guys. I'm B, and I'm joined here in the studio today by Ira Madison, my friend, and he's a friend of the podcast. Say hi, Ira.
Hi, Ira.
Ira's a TV writer, a critic. He has his own podcast called Keep It. It's insanely popular, more popular than this one. He's also newly on Cameo. he's now on Cameo.
I'm garbage.
I'm on Cameo too, so I'm with you. How much are you on Cameo?
$30.
You're more expensive than me. Okay.
How much do you charge?
$25, I think.
Okay.
Maybe I need to up.
My friend Matt Rogers got me on it. Okay. And he was at work.
Did doing he do it?
Yeah. Because he's a comedian, a writer. We're on the same Netflix show right now. And he was in our office doing a Cameo. And he was like, just do it.
Yeah.
And so I signed up.
It's easy.
And people, yeah.
And they do it. They really, yeah.
Sometimes I forget, because you only get 3 days to do it.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I get close to the limit. I'm like, one.
You can't do it. You're 10 minutes to do it.
And so I'm like, okay, this is me on my couch doing a Cameo. I did a Cameo at the airport the other day.
You'll get them when I'm walking to the gym.
Yes. Yeah. But people like it. So I'm like, whatever. It's fine.
It's fun.
It's a quick coin.
Sure is. I want to thank y'all for ordering those cameos. Do you want to give them your Cameo at?
Yeah. It's just Ira the Third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's at Pet Shop Boy.
Get that Cameo. I kind of love it now.
And then tell them real quick to find you where we can find you on Instagram.
Ira the Third on Instagram as well.
On platforms.
Yeah. Don't follow me on Twitter. Okay. Just at Ira on Twitter, but don't follow me there.
I know you from Twitter.
I have enough followers on Twitter.
I know you're enough. From the hellscape of gay infighting and bad takes known as Twitter. So
I don't participate in all that no more. The mess.
So do you want to tell anyone about projects that you've got going on right now? You're visiting New York just for what, like a week?
It's been a week. I was in New York this weekend, and then I flew back to LA to do Keep It, and then I flew back here today to do the B-List.
Just this.
I flew here to do the Wendy Williams show.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Nice.
To do it or just go to the audience?
I'm on the Hot Topics panel. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. We have to talk about her later.
Yeah.
Because yesterday she was talking about NeNe.
I know.
Yeah. Well, first off, I wanted to say happy birthday to Linda Blair. She just turned 61 today. And Diane Lane is 55. Can you believe Diane Lane is younger than Linda Blair?
Yes.
I think I just always picture her as
Linda Blair was a child in The Exorcist. She's old. She's
old as dirt. Okay. Rest in peace, Mr. Peanut. today, the Planters peanut mascot died. They announced that their 104-year-old spokesnut will no longer represent the brand following the mascot's death. They announced it on Twitter.
Super Bowl scam. It clearly is a Super Bowl scam or something. Peanut's not dead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I never thought about it until I looked at the image, and he's wearing the gloves and the cane and the top hat, and literally looks like a slave owner. He's selling other peanuts to people. So he can roast in hell. So I don't really give a fuck about.
I feel like I missed the whole peanut thing too, because I was on the plane today, and I saw people tweeting about Mr. Peanut, and I was like, being dead, and I was like, what? What? Okay.
Mr. Peanut / Calvin Candy from Django. So, real quick, I want to do rapid fire word association with you. We'll start with Azealia Banks.
Only one word.
Oh, no. You talk giving you. Yeah,
I'm just word gonna, association. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Usually right. Always wrong about how she's right.
Doing it,
A little messy.
I miss her. I kind of miss her right
Need
now.
Some new fashions.
Mm-hmm.
But the beats that she was dropping on Instagram Live and the little cameo of her new music sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Is this recent?
Yeah, recent. Okay. Instagram Live. She was spitting some some like, she was like, the Mexicans are going to be standing me. Like, she was doing some, you know, like, some some Maluma, some like trying to give you some Spanish beats.
Okay.
The flow was good. The flow was the flow was still good. Yes, I wish you would focus on that instead of trying to kill Kim Petras. it seems like that's what she's up to.
Yeah.
I'm like, ladies,
yeah.
please don't fight.
Dynasty or Dallas? I know you love both.
So. Dynasty.
Dynasty, you would choose Dynasty? Always. I would do Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas is a little too boring.
Yeah?
At times.
Sue Ellen's enough for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. your favorite cat from Cats?
Oh, I was going to say my favorite cat from Cats. Anyway, even if that wasn't what you meant, Skimbleshanks, the railway cat. I say that
sometimes. It depends on the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tammy Roman or Tiffany Pollard? That's a hard one, too. Tiffany?
No, it's not.
She's giving us more, but Tammy is... Ugh.
I do love Tammy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean...
Tiffany, in a fight, Tammy's going to... Who I'm choosing. But, I mean, as a friend, I think Tiffany would...
Tiffany's just funny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love her.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked that I won. I'm not surprised.
Ayanla. Well, yeah, just Ayanla first.
You want me to give me to give my opinion on Ayanla? Is that the one that you want?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Is she still?
You're never gonna get it.
Well, let me tell you, you'll never get it.
A classic.
I don't even know if she's still
got
on.
So many classics.
I don't even know if she's still on, but the memes are alive.
She is. The new Tiffany Pollard. She's got so many. Classic.
Didn't she have beef with Oprah or something?
Did she? She was started by Oprah, so.
Yeah.
But that seems like it would be right.
I feel like you have to have beef with her to not still be around, right?
True, yeah.
Dr. Oz still around.
If you had to pick one basketball wife to go on Ayanla to actually fix their life, who would it be?
I don't watch Basketball Wives that much.
Don't?
I don't.
See, I
not
feel like
that
you did.
Much. I've seen parts of
okay,
it.
We can cut. Jane, can you cut this?
Jane.
We call her Jane.
I've seen clips, of course, but...
Okay, so, oh, shit. All right. Well, Evelyn Lozado was a basketball wife.
I do like Evelyn. I'm always dragged by not being one of the VH1 girls.
It's okay.
I need to branch out. I need to leave Bravo behind.
Yeah, you got to step out sometimes. But, you know, VH1 hasn't been really that great in a long time.
Yeah.
So. Foxy Brown or Lil' Kim?
Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim?
Always.
Okay.
Always.
Do you have a favorite real world city?
Do I?
It's okay.
I don't wanna like date myself.
I know, I always we talked about this last week and I don't want to say my real favorites because
but not that old. Probably New Orleans.
That's a good one.
New Orleans
with
or
Melissa, right?
Yeah, New Orleans or Hawaii.
I said Hawaii last time because Ruthie.
Yeah, Ruthie and also that devious gay.
Which one is he?
Justin.
Is he black?
No, he was the blonde one who hated the couple that were dating each other. And he was like lying to both of them to break them up. Oof. And then he got exposed and he wrote a letter saying there was like a family illness and like left.
Oh my god, that's amazing. I need to go back
an early practice. Scamming gay on TV. Scam.
Where can I watch Real World? Oh, that is him. I remember now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He looked like you right off the next bus.
He was literally
the next
like
bus, he stepped off fucking bleach tips.
He was one of those people who on Real World you could tell they were people who were ready for the next wave of reality TV. Who
yeah, weren't he was here like, for like I'm gonna go on and
he,
do it
he
this
came
way.
On and he was just like I'm here to cause trouble.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not what the show's about.
That's how I would think I would go on a reality show, but I know I would get eaten up immediately. It would not work out, yeah. All right. Do you have your favorite X-Men?
Storm.
Storm? Okay.
Yeah.
Always Dazzler, just because the arcade game, but that's...
Oh, I love Dazzler. She's my second, but yep. Storm is just number one.
You know, I thought today about randomly Easy A or Bridesmaids. Those are two really good.
They are very good. That is hard. I feel like I watch Bridesmaids a bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it more.
Yeah.
Same. Cool. That was easy.
Yeah.
Just wanted to do that. So obviously MLK weekend just passed by. I'm sure you saw those flyers I was sending around. Did you see those?
I love MLK flyer season. Every year. Great. I've never been to one of the parties, but
they're always in support, Tallahassee.
Yeah, I support.
So they're at the party.
Yes, they're never in like a major city.
No, it's like Tallahassee or Atlanta. Atlanta's a major city, obviously, but it's always like MLK's face on Meek Mill's body, and he's like shooting at you on the flyer. And
yes.
It's like, yeah. That was really it.
I was here.
I always forget that these flyers exist until MLK Day, and I'm like, oh my God, let me deep dive this again.
I mean, that's how the internet works, though, right?
Yeah.
People always forget. Like, people were dragging the FBI because they tweeted about MLK.
Like, they haven't learned
MLK's lesson. Name out your mouth, but they do that every year.
Yeah.
Just to get people riled up.
I wonder if there's any, like, celebrities that get dragged yearly on an annual basis, like on one day of the year. But
I mean, Gina Rodriguez.
Who?
Gina Rodriguez yes. gets dragged every day.
For speaking. Aaron Schock should always be dragged. He was actually celebrating MLK Day, or I think it was John Lewis. He was posting about him. I was going to ask, since you're from LA, or not from, where are you from originally?
Milwaukee.
Okay. And how long have you lived in LA?
9 years.
Okay. So you're like a Los Angelino. Mm-hmm. Do you run into Aaron Schock in LA?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
She's often there.
Yeah.
She's there.
Tell me about some run-ins.
No, not always. No, sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes. I've seen him. When did I last see him? So we have this monthly warehouse party called.
I heard Aspen about this Hoff. One, right? Because Joel Kim Booster was talking about this.
Yeah,
one.
So yeah. I was in New York this past weekend, so I did not see him there. But he was at one of the last ones I was at, apparently. But so I didn't
New York
see him. I didn't see
this?
Him there.
Like a lady fag party.
No, it's not as like bombastic with like lights and psh, psh.
Oh, yeah.
The
production value is going to be a little okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The it's gays like a, there just want like a disco ball.
Yes, but a mix because there's more of a like diverse like group who will like be at the Aspen Hoff, but they'll be like milling about like all around, but then there are the contingent of like yeah. white WeHo gays who
okay.
go there, you know, just to be on their G,
yeah,
and G find out. The dark room.
I call them Fallout Boys.
Well,
they fall out. So
that's a good one.
Sorry. Speaking of, Atlantis Gay Cruise is going on right now. So I talked about this with the guests last week, but it just started then.
I'm terrified.
That.
I could never do
maybe
that.
As like just like an observer thing. Like
I'm not that girl.
Yeah. But it's like happens yearly. It happens at the end of January, so it's going on right now. They go through the Bahamas. I think it's like Puerto Rico and then St. Martin, and then they finally end at the Port of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 5,200 men on an open sea this entire time.
And they just like they're just, are just on their drugs. They're just having sex just, all day.
And I don't think anyone actually packs clothes. It's all costumes.
Yeah, it's costumes, just, and they're just having sex all day. I'm like, it's, I don't know. It seems exhausting.
Yeah.
So I am not one.
Sex
to,
is cool, but
listen,
it's not.
I'm not one to drag people for that.
Yeah.
But I'm also just like, it should be enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. Is the sex enjoyable if you're just doing it for several hours? And you barely remember any of it?
Couldn't be me.
I don't know. And like, don't some of them like,
inject the drug into their penis?
Inject like the Viagra or whatever.
What it, yeah.
Into their penis to keep
called?
It hard.
I don't know, but
Harvey Weinstein did that shit. it's more intense than like the Viagra, because for Viagra, you have to at least be sexually stimulated to like get it up. Like this, you just inject it in there and then you're hard all day. And it's like, cool. So you're not even like, there's no foreplay. It's just like, what is this?
And you can't even move.
And you, like, I've seen videos, because I feel like there was a tweet earlier last year going around of like some like orgy on like one of these ships, being like, is this what y'all do on these ships? The gays were sharing it. Someone took it down anyway. But I was just like, it looks dead.
Yeah. It's just like a sea
low lighting, of sea of people. It's too much.
I don't even like, I mean, too the much. Staff.
I need I need my bed.
I need,
you like, know, I yeah. need, I need a diptyque or a Maison Margiela candle lit, Schitt's Creek, like muted,
you
on,
may get,
muted on my TV, in my bedroom.
No, you don't, you might not even get a window in this, you know, it might just be a Yankee yes. candle, like, like a pine yeah. cone smelling.
So that I'm setting that stage for me. Yeah. That's what I do, yeah. you know?
Well, then you should probably go on the Goop Cruise. That's coming out.
I'd go on a Goop cruise. Are there Goop cruises? Yeah, I'd do it.
Just coming out. Did you not know
about that? Oh, yeah. I didn't hear about the Goop cruise.
Do you know Rory Phillips? Mm. Do you know him, the DJ?
No.
He lives in London, but he travels a lot and he does like a lot of different.
Well, you know, I love London.
What is that
you know,
clip?
Love London.
What is that clip that's where it's the girl doing the Jamaican accent? He's like, hold on.
No, oh, that's like, Little Mix.
That? Little Mix, yeah.
Yes, that's Little Mix.
I
die at
that. I don't even know.
Little Mix, and it's Jesse. I forget what accent she's doing, but it's
Jamaican.
Like, yeah, no. I forget the impetus for it or what she was trying to say she was doing later, but it was like it was Jamaican, and she goes yeah.
Oh,
classic
my God.
Clip.
Tom Hanks' son.
Chet.
I already forgot. It's like Chet all I Hayes. Talked about for
Chet one Hayes. Week.
Chet Hayes.
We love Chet Hayes.
We call him, no, Chet, yeah, Chet Hanks, really. Chet said Hayes?
Yeah, that was his That's rap his, name.
Yeah. Well, I call him Shaba Hanks.
He's fine.
He really is. I'm not going to lie. I was, finding some photos. And
I'm like, call me Miss Hadid because I'm like, homeboy is going to, like, get it.
So you are a fan of the new Lady Gaga song that just leaked. Everyone's talking about it.
Yes.
Everyone. Twitter gaze.
I heard you're not a fan.
No, I mean, I heard it. It was like, I don't hate it.
Someone DM'd
I don't hate it. I'm just bitter right now because I'm just waiting for Rihanna. And
of course, I put up a story like telling the girls like who were busy announcing that they hated for the attention.
Aiming at me.
I was like,
shots fired.
No, someone messaged me.
No, you were busy subtweeting at Pet Shop Boy.
They were like, are the girls fighting? And it was actually not about you.
I wouldn't even know.
It was actually about a friend of ours in LA who literally posted like a 12-story.
Jackson?
No.
Hey, Jackson, what's up? I just want to say hey. I love Jackson.
You got me out here naming names. I love Jackson Ricken. I love too. Jackson Ricken. I adore
him. He's funny. He's
I adore him.
I'm with
but
them,
the post, but the post was extra. She was doing too much. She was doing more than the song. Go listen to your music, okay?
Your
go
music?
Listen to Carolyn Kapecha or whoever. Carolyn Kapechka.
Kimbella Kimbo.
No, Carolyn Kemp, like that girl that all the girls are into. I like some of the bops.
Carolina Kambuka?
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
But he loves Kanye.
See, I gave up Kanye.
See?
We let him go a long time ago.
Jason loves Kanye. So,
that's I haven't heard anything about the new album. I've seen people screenshot it.
Stupid Love is a... It's a bop. It's a bop.
Tell us about it. Because I
don't think it's top tier bops, you know, but it's a good lead single.
Yeah, I don't think y'all are like in the desert going for like months without water and now you're finally getting something and you're like,
Yeah, I mean... Rihanna could put that out and the girls would have been like
well it's because it's Rihanna
I remember when people acted like they liked 4 or 5 seconds.
I didn't, that wasn't me. No, because Kanye's in it, so
we liked him then though.
Did we?
Yeah,
I don't remember that phase.
Okay.
I gave up Kanye a long time ago. So you were on Wendy Williams this week.
Yes. Well, I go on it tomorrow.
Oh, wait. I thought you said you're tomorrow. I thought you already
did. I just got here.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you just came straight here.
Yes.
This is an Ira Madison exclusive. Getting before Wendy Williams. It's gonna, even though it's going to air like 3 days after. you're going to be on Wendy Williams' Hot Topics?
Yes, Hot Topics.
Cool. I'm excited
to meet the queen.
Yeah. Herself. Have you ever met her before?
No.
I think I met her like once when I went on a show and I knew one of the producers. She's nice.
Yeah.
tall.
I'm ready to see like how she's doing.
She's everything you think she is going to be.
Yeah. You were in the audience for the show?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was a long time ago.
The audience is wild.
They're, yeah, I, they, that's my favorite part of the Wendy Williams experience.
Because it's literally
when they pan
like,
out there.
All she has to do is be like, so, Brad and Jen on the news today.
And they just like the pan across, like, and just like the people that they capture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clap if you're going to see this Whitney hologram. I rest
clap
my
if
case.
You've ever wanted to kill someone.
If you've ever wanted to kill somebody,
she fucking kills me. I could never be mad at her. I can't stay mad at her.
I love like half the show is her having conversations with like her team, like who are out there running things. Yeah. It's like she's not even doing the show half the time. It's like, what's that thing I was talking about all day?
Yeah, she's like, when she doesn't even remember people's names, she's like Kylie Minogue. She's like, what's that on the screen? Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't remember anyone's name.
Fleabag, famously.
Yeah.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge won a lot of Emmys last night. I don't know who she is, but congrats to you, girl.
Congratulations to those men. Well, on Tuesday's show, she announced that on the air that Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe texted her, I'm quitting at 9:08 a.m.
Messy boots.
Yeah.
But I bet NeNe asked her to do it.
You think so? She put her up to it?
And then NeNe pretended like she was shocked.
I don't think so.
I don't trust NeNe.
I don't trust NeNe, but I also think that Wendy just kind of flies off the cuff sometimes and just kind of...
True, but I don't know. Like, do you believe her?
We should be so lucky. I wish NeNe would quit that fucking show.
Do you believe her that she didn't leak that letter?
Oh, well, I believe that she, the Cynthia letter?
I love how she tried to be like, maybe Kenya did it. It did go missing.
B. Scott was like, nope. Because you know the bloggers in Atlanta don't.
They don't know. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't trust her. I mean, honestly, we should be so lucky. I wish she would quit. She's quit so many times before.
She's just really a miserable human being.
You think she's the worst OG?
I think she's the worst.
Worse than Vicky Gunvalson.
Second, yeah, Vicky's a demon.
Yeah, but at least she's like kind of entertaining.
No, I never need Vicky.
I don't think that NeNe's like even funny anymore.
I never need Vicky on TV again after that reunion.
Okay.
It was dark.
Honestly, all the OGs right now are just really like grating on my nerves. I'm waiting.
Who are them left anyway?
Teresa. Mm. But she's the, I think, the best of them.
Yeah.
She still gives story, you know?
Yeah.
She's pretty. Cleans up.
She's a pretty girl. She's a pretty girl.
Pretty gowns.
Beautiful. I guess there's still Lisa.
What?
There's still Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, she's not on the show anymore. So
she's on Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
She's on a spinoff. Okay. So she's still in the universe.
She's over in West Hollywood.
She's still in the universe.
Well, so obviously Wendy said that on the air. And then the next day, which is today, early Wednesday, Moose tweeted, private conversations should be left in private. What are girlfriends for if you can't fit to them on those type of days?
Isn't her whole storyline this season on Real Housewives about how someone had a recording of Cynthia?
Which is a lie.
Right.
Which so, we've determined is a lie.
I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
I think Yvonna recorded her.
I don't think Yvonna's even that smart. And I think she just used Yvonna because she had no one else to film with. And I think that she made up this lie to insert herself back in the group conversation and keep herself relevant because she knew that she didn't have a storyline otherwise.
Well, I'm tired of Yvonna anyway.
I'm tired of everyone.
I'm tired of all of them. My girls.
Atlanta does really good reunions, but not such great seasons, I think. It drags.
Yes, but however, as opposed to other shows which are boring.
New York is fun the entire season long.
But as opposed to other shows that are boring, Atlanta is the only show when there's nothing happening, it's still fun to watch. Because the women themselves are entertaining.
Yeah, no, they're coming. Yeah, they're good at what they do.
And shady, like you know, like the like. Imagine like
it's like having a show full of Sonyas.
A season where like nothing's happening on like Beverly Hills or OC. It's like you're dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're like because the women aren't even on Beverly Hills. The women aren't even entertaining to like make you want to watch.
Dorit is not. Yeah.
Oh, don't come for my girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that
Dorit delivers? Okay, she is. Matt Rogers and I
it's
created
like you just
our life.
Negated everything that you just said just to stick up for your little friend or whatever.
We created our housewives, like all Safe star. Space? Like if we were doing an all star season,
okay.
And Dorit is on mine.
Oh, okay,
She brings Who else is on your All-Star fashions.
She brings the
She brings you like J-Lo 2000s fashion. She dresses like a VH1 girl.
Okay, that's funny. She does.
And she's messy. She starts fights and she's like I feel like she comes to work on Beverly Hills.
That's Lisa Rinna.
And the other girls don't.
Lisa Rinna for me, but
I like Lisa Rinna. She's extra, but I like her.
Yeah. Wait, so is that your favorite city? Like, what's your favorite franchise? No,
my favorite franchise is Potomac.
There you go.
That's where the girls are.
Yeah. Karen Huger would be in my top five of all time.
I would have Giselle. I would have Karen. I would have, who else was on there? Dorit. I had
no one from Sonia. Jersey? Margaret Josephs is great, but I don't know if you love Margaret. Do you like Margaret?
She's enjoyable. Yeah. I had Sonia.
She was on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Miss Sonia Morg or
Margaret? Margaret.
Oh yeah, I saw your little Instagram with Margaret. Yeah, you know, a little photo tour. Yeah. who else? Kelly Dodd would be on my All Stars.
Yeah.
Definitely Sonia, and also
throw in a wild card.
I don't know. My wild card would be like Luann, or like me saying like I think you also need someone a little calm. You know,
she said she's drinking again. So
yeah, I mean, well, you need like a Candy or like a
maybe like Emily Simpson from OC, who's like funny,
yeah,
like low key funny, but yeah, but kind of like under the radar.
Yeah,
you're like no.
No, my wild card would be I'd bring.
He's like, yeah.
My wild card is I'd bring Joanna.
I'd bring Marlo.
I'd bring Joanna from Miami. Throw her in there.
She wouldn't know what day it is. Oh my god.
Or Karen. Or Leah Black.
Yeah, I love Leah Black. Leah Black is a top tier housewife. She should be transferred to another city.
All your money, making all your money, selling your cold dreams out of your Pinto on your back. On my back.
On my back. From the edge of the couch. The farthest away from Andy.
but she delivered that reunion.
She's great. Yeah. She's amazing. I love her. Would you ever trade Nene for Wendy? Like, get rid of Wendy. I mean, get rid of Nene and put Wendy in there?
No.
No?
Wendy Williams?
Yeah, on the Housewives of Atlanta.
No, because she needs to be in New York to do her show.
Okay, well.
She can't be in Atlanta doing that. Put Wendy Williams on Real Housewives of New York.
Of New Jersey.
Replace Tinsley.
Yeah.
With Wendy.
Won't be hard. She's leaving, so.
I know. That's what I mean. I mean, yeah. Like, replace the girl.
The wheels are falling off the wagon.
Yeah.
So you're watching The Circle right now.
Yes. We're loving The Circle.
You're loving The Circle?
We're loving The Circle. The
I don't love it.
The Circle's doing what the girls need to be doing.
Okay, so here's my thing. Okay, so for everyone listening that has not seen the show, The Circle, it's on Netflix. I started watching it after Cheer, which, you know, took over my life for the past week and a half. You saw Cheer, right?
No, I haven't seen Cheer.
You haven't seen Cheer?
Netflix is releasing too much shit, and I'm busy. Okay? I'm not even done with The Circle.
I think you should watch Cheer before you finish
Cheer
The Circle.
Cheer is there. I haven't even finished You.
Oh, okay. And you're on You.
I have two episodes left.
And he's on You.
So, like, I don't know what's happening. It's also only, like, what, four episodes?
It's like five or six, but it goes real fast.
Yeah.
It is so good. So
too many things.
So for you guys listening who haven't seen The Circle is a show. It's a reality show, and within the show, the contestants are isolated in these apartments, all within an apartment building. It's based around like social media, so they can only kind of communicate to the other contestants via The Circle, which is kind of like this ostensibly a computer program that's voice activated. It's kind of like Alexa.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you talk to people is through this computer system, and they can't hear your voice. It's only text. So you can essentially be anyone you want to be. So there's a couple of catfishes in the mix, and each week they rate people, and then they vote them off as they go. Or is it every week? It's like a couple of days.
It's like every day.
Yeah, because the show, I mean, it only, like, it I think the filming quick. Goes for like 3 weeks. Yeah. So, but every so often
I love it, you know. It's like, imagine being on a reality show like that, and like, but you don't have to live with other people.
I know, yeah.
Beautiful.
It looked like a little, yeah.
It's a little vacation.
Yeah. The I wanted to also note that every so often the group of contestants are asked to rate their fellow contestants, with the top vote getters becoming the influencers, quote unquote, of the circle, giving them the power to block one contestant from the group, eliminating them from the game. So wait, what part are you at? Are you like midway, you said?
Yeah, midway.
Here's the thing. It's like for a show that's based around social media and technology, mm-hmm. if the way the production value felt really antiquated. Like the day-to-day stuff when they're like talking at the computer system is like so draining, and like they talk for so long, and it's like just to say like, how are you today? Right? They don't get anything done. I don't think there's anything controversial that they're texting to each other.
How are you today?
Smiley face. Hashtag love you. The Lord is watching over you.
Senate.
Yeah. It's nothing like, what are you wearing? But like, you know, it's like they don't really take it to the next level. There's no fights.
Yes, but also it's like it's just wholesome, you know? And I think it reveals that like we're at our core just like nice people, you know? Like
I guess.
The people who are trying to be like, this Alex is gross.
Alex is which one
the
is that?
The guy who I thought was gay, who comes at as the hot guy. But he's like this married, like hipster.
Yeah, but he has like the overalls on the entire time, and his like Birkenstocks.
Like,
yeah.
His like trying to be like that, being like, "What are you wearing? I'm aroused." Like
I'm aroused. That
thing. Yeah. I was like, "This is wild. Get off my TV. Block him."
What does Tyra say? Get the off my TV. I don't. What is it? What is
get
she
the fuck off the TV? It's a podcast. You can say that.
Oh no, I know. But I don't know. I didn't like the day-to-day stuff, operations of the show. I didn't love. People keep telling me they like think that I would love it or like should be on it. I feel like you would do really well on it.
Oh, I'd win. Yeah, I want to be on the Circle season two. Yeah, I'm ready.
They film in Europe. So they film in the UK.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. They said that they're all like all the apartments were in the same wing of the building and that they're like in a row.
Yeah.
So, but they don't hear through the walls.
Yeah.
Which is perplexing, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Keep watching.
Yeah.
They could have done better casting, I think, but.
Just season one. I'm going to go watch the UK seasons, too.
You are? I bet those are good. Yeah. And they probably learn as they go along because there's several seasons in. So you're watching Real Housewives of New Jersey and you saw the fight in the boutique because we were talking about this.
Yes, I saw the fight in the boutique, but I don't always know. I'm not like watching this season.
You just wanted to see the girls fight.
Yeah, I want to see the girls fighting. I dip in and out.
Yeah.
I dip in and out of so many Bravo shows because just like, I don't have the time anymore. You know,
I
watch my standards. You know, I watch my.
Wait, what's your standards then? I don't have standards.
Potomac, New York, Atlanta.
Okay. Potomac is like can't miss an episode.
Yeah. I quit Beverly Hills after Lisa left. Vanderpump.
You don't watch Dallas, do you?
No. Yeah. I was over it last season and then dipped in the racism. I jumped right back out. I watched Vanderpump. I watched Southern Charm.
Okay.
And I watch.
See, but Southern Charm feels like I don't want to. Don't they film it like plantations and shit?
Yeah, but like you know that that's racist. You know, it's like it's just a different vibe.
Yeah.
Below Deck Med.
Oh wow! So you were like really
Top Chef.
See, you should have been at BravoCon.
Top Chef.
Me and my producer went to BravoCon, and we were walking around. But the only panels that I could go to or participate in were like Housewife. Theme ones, you know?
Well, you know, if anyone wants me at BravoCon, they know how to find me.
It's true.
Okay. I'm not going
there. I was the third on Cameo.
I'm not going there on my own volition, okay? On my dime without doing an event. Andy knows how to find me. She follows me on Twitter.
Drink a lot of water before you go. It's going to be a lot of alcohol. You're going to start drinking at 11 a.m.
Yes.
With all the crazy white women. But unfortunately, because we're recording earlier right now, we're going to miss the, Real Housewives of New Jersey that airs tonight. But tonight, again, they're going to be fighting at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday at a lunch spot.
They love it.
They love it.
My friends do.
Your friends fight at brunch spots at 2 p.m.?
No. Oh. I feel like we used to.
Yeah.
In the youth. That's what it is. I think like in New York, I feel like people fight at like midday.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
People fight midday.
Because there's no space to do anything. Yes. You don't really have private spaces. People are like crying on the train, crying into cell phones, crying on the street corner. Yeah.
The girls are just too busy.
A follower sent me like a video of someone like getting into a huge brawl at the Abbey at like brunch. Is that like a popular brunch spot? The Abbey? No?
No.
I don't think ever.
For Euro trash.
Well, they were like they threw an entire pitcher of mimosa
on
someone.
And basic folks.
Some guy had like a small dog in his hand while he was punching the other one with the other hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Not for me.
You guys really like turn up in WeHo.
We do. Yeah. I love a WeHo turn up.
So that's our show. Thank you so much to Ira Madison, the third, for being here today. Be sure to follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Ira the Third. If you like us, please subscribe or become a patron on patreon.com/thebelist, where you can access our bonus episodes. The bonus episode for this week that I'm about to do with Ira, we're going to do a bracket of the best gay friends of the housewives. So you don't want to miss that one. Also, next week, we're going to have a special guest. We'll be doing a house tour with the Real Housewife of New Jersey, and I'll be sending information out about that later this week. In order to access that and all other bonus episodes, you can sign up at the B-List on patreon.com. I promise you won't regret it. Bye, guys. Say bye, Ira.
Bye. Toodles. Ciao.